My brother Martin fathered 4 strong sons, yet only Jory lived to be a man. When he was slain, Martin's line died with him. When we speak of the morrow, nothing is ever certain. Leopold, a tall heart, had his turn the following day. He spoke of weather portents and the slack wits of small folk, and told how his nephew itched for battle.
Benfred has raised his own company of lancers, boys, none older than 19 years, but everyone thinks he's another young wolf. When I told them they were only young rabbits, they laughed at me. Now they call themselves the Wild Hares, and gallop about the country with rabbit skins tied to the ends of their lances, singing songs of chivalry.
Bran thought that sounded grand. He remembered Benfred Tallheart, a big, bluff, loud boy who had often visited Winterfell with his father, Sir Helman, and had been friendly with Rob and with Theon Greyjoy. But Sir Roderick was clearly displeased by what he heard. "If the king were in need of more men, he would send for them," he said. "Instruct your nephew that he is to remain at Torrens Square, as his lord father commanded.